This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation, and science and technology.
आप जैसे वीर और प्रतिभाशाली बच्चे निरंतर अच्छा काम करते रहेंगे, ये तो शुरुआत है। जिंदगी बहुत उड़ान करने के लिए बाकी है। मुझे लगता है आपके प्रतिभा से भारत जरूर उत्साहित होगा और बहुत सारे बच्चे आपको फॉलो करेंगे, वो भी अपना अपना हुनर दिखाने के लिए वो भी प्रयास जरूर करेंगे।
Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth at a national level program of Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar, PMRBP, will also be present during the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to enhancing ease of living and the reform trajectory will continue with even more vigour in the coming times. Sharing a post of MyGov India on social media, Mr. Modi highlighted how 2025 marked a clear shift in governance with reforms focused on outcomes, not complexity. He underlined that simple tax laws, faster dispute resolution, modern labour codes and decriminalised compliance reduced friction for citizens and businesses alike. The Prime Minister added that his government's emphasis was on trust, predictability and long-term growth, showing how well-designed policy can quietly improve everyday life. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee yesterday. Addressing the media, the Delhi Chief Minister hailed it as a major scheme for the needy and working people in the city, where they can have a meal for just 5 rupees. She informed that 45 canteens have started operating, while the remaining 55 canteens will open in the next 15 days. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure with effect from today, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after today. Tickets booked before will not attract any additional charges, even if the journey is undertaken after the effective date. Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said that Mohammed Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. The 78-year-old Awami League leader also said that the current ruling group, which has seized power illegally, is setting horrific precedents such as burning religious minorities to death in an apparent reference to the lynching of a Hindu man in Bangladesh last week. In her message yesterday, Ms. Hasina accused the Yunus government of interfering with the freedom of people of all religions and communities to practice their own faiths. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the release of the Constitution of India in the Santhali language by President Draupadi Murmu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this will help deepen constitutional awareness and democratic participation. Nation is remembering Shaheed Udham Singh on his 126th birth anniversary today. Born in 1899 on this day in village Sunam of Punjab in the undivided India, revolutionary freedom fighter avenged the Jallianwala Bagh massacre by assassinating Michael O'Dwyer, the then Lieutenant Governor of Punjab. And that is the end of this news bulletin.